Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Lee Penn. He's written a book, a fascinating book, called False Dawn, The United Religious Initiative, Globalism, and the Quest for a One World Religion. The United Religious Initiative, Globalism, and the Quest for a One World Religion. And there really is a quest for a One World Religion, and there is a quest for a One World Government. And this is a fascinating book. I've really enjoyed tremendously. Lee, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're most welcome, Doctor.
Well, now, of course, you're coming from an Eastern Orthodox, a traditional Catholic point of view. You were brought up in the Anglican Church. And why did you leave the Catholic Church and become, pardon me, why did you leave the Anglican Church and become an Eastern Orthodox Catholic?
I left the Episcopal Church because of Bishop Swing's decision to establish the United Religions in 1995, and because I was already aware of the strange activities and beliefs of Matthew Fox, the renegade Catholic priest, and I was horrified that Bishop Swing made a priest of him in 1994. And the final straw was when they started calling God She at my parish. The next Sunday, I was worshiping with the Russian Orthodox.
Well, I don't blame you at all for that. And of course, you're coming really from seeing many of the same things that we are seeing here, and trying to get this information out. It seems so incredible that there could be people who would want to simply destroy traditional religious faith and unite all the religions of the world into one great religion. And of course, as you point out in your book, some of these people who are involved actually they worship Lucifer.
Yeah, the some of the New Age supporters of the URI think Lucifer was a good guy. They believe
right.
that the fall was actually an ascent into human consciousness and liberation.
And I think that's really...
And I'm speaking specifically of Neil Donald Walsh and Barbara Marx Hubbard and others who follow the teachings of Helena Blavatsky.
But, of course, what's so incredible about that is it is this thought that, you know, the God of the Bible that you and I both worship, you know, has all these restraints on us. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill. On the other hand, of course, Lucifer gives you total freedom, and that's why they worship him, because there are no restraints that you would find in the Bible. These people want to be free, but, of course, with no moral foundation. They would become, in essence, their own gods.
Yes, and the kind of false freedom they seek, the freedom from tradition and the freedom from the Ten Commandments, would really become a total slavery. If you look at the actual platform that the State of the World Forum, the Earth Charter, Neil Donald Walsh, Barbara Marx Hubbard, the other New Age people who write about politics put forward, their platform is a spiritualized form of communism.
It certainly is. And, of course, you've identified all the major people, the major players, and Neil Donald Walsh, and, of course, Gorbachev, and George Soros, and Ted Turner, and Barbara Marx Hubbard. And this book really is a very, very good overview of this whole incredible movement that is intent upon destroying of the world in which we live today. Would that be a fairly good statement, that they have a different worldview?
They do have a different worldview. They think that a complete change in institutions and mores, a rapid change, a total change, would be a good thing for humanity. And there are a lot of people who think that such a change could be done and that we would still have our freedom and that such a change would be peaceful.
Hold that thought right there for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Lee Penn. His book, False Dawn, the United Religions Initiative, Globalism and the Quest for a One World Religion. And it's an analysis of a movement to unite all the religions of the world. It's being led by a man named Bishop Swing, who's an Episcopalian bishop up in San Francisco. Some people might consider him very, very liberal. Some people might even question whether he worships the God of the Bible that both Lee Penn and I would worship. But I'm going to let you sort of pick up the story and tell our listeners what this movement is and why you'd spend all this time to research this and write a book about it.
The URI is a worldwide interfaith movement, and as you noted, Swing started it about 10 years ago, and by now it's grown to 26,000 members in 60 countries. It has close ties to the UN, and what makes it different from the interfaith movement of the past, which you could fairly have characterized as limousine liberals, is that now two-thirds of the URI's chapters are in the countries of the third world, especially Asia, Africa, and Latin America, and the majority of the URI board is from the third world. So this thing is finding an audience in a place where the interfaith movement had not done so previously.
But of course, it's a whole different type of spirituality. It certainly challenges any of the traditional Christian beliefs, doesn't it?
It does. Bishop Swing has said that, especially, that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are what he calls exclusive religions, and that he has a problem, apparently, with the first commandment, thou shalt worship no other god than me. And he and his followers tend to confuse the categories. They immediately assume, and consistently assume, that religious evangelization and religious conversion is necessarily tied to violence or manipulation and is necessarily tied to conquest and crusading. So they want to rule out and make it politically incorrect to do evangelization.
But of course you point out that Barbara Marks Hubbard was told by her guru, which is, I believe, a demonic spirit, but it's the spirit that guides her, so-called the Christ light, that they're going to have to kill off half the world's population.
Yeah, she never said exactly how that operation would be done, but it certainly would not be a peaceful operation.
And you actually, of course, quote extensively from Barbara Marks Hubbard, who certainly, I think, is one of the most powerful women in the world, one of the richest women in the world, ran for the vice presidency back in 1984, and yet most people are unaware that she's talked about the necessity of killing half the world population.
That's right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Lee Penn. His book is False Dawn. And certainly it's he, of course, is writing from a Greek Orthodox, a Catholic position. His editor was a Muslim. And yet, of course, your book is really trying to warn everyone about this very real threat that threatens all the traditional religions. So pick the story from there.
Sure. The URI and its New Age allies are, I call them spiritual magpies or scavengers. They take little bits from the various religious traditions, both Eastern and Western, and they distort and befoul everything they touch.
And, of course, this is the United Religious Initiative, the URI, which was formed by Bishop Swing about a decade ago. And, you know, of course, some of these people really are incredible. You quote Neil Donald Walsh, who's one of the advocates of this, who thinks that Hitler really wasn't a bad guy.
Right. He says that Hitler's actions were mistakes, not crimes. And mistakes are punished by are dealt with by evolution. They're not punished as a crime would be. And he says that death is one of the best things that could happen to people. So to paraphrase, Hitler didn't cause suffering, he ended it.
And you know, there really are people that have a totally different worldview. And they think there's nothing wrong with death because, death is going to, of course, they don't believe you die. You keep coming back again and again. And, you know, and so now Hitler was releasing all these people from their suffering. And this is one of the men who associates himself very closely with this URI. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a fair statement.
And he wrote a book called Conversations with God. So
he grinds out one of these books just about every year. him and his familiar spirit have a chat, and then he transcribes it, and off he goes to the printing press.
Right.
And Alice Bailey, the founder of what was originally the Lucifer Trust and is now the Lucis Trust, all of her books are still in print, and the Lucis Trust has given money to the URI. And they confirmed that in a letter to me that they wrote in December of 2002, and they reaffirmed their support for the URI. And Alice Bailey, she was an equal opportunity hater. She believed that it might be necessary to drop an atom bomb on the Vatican if the Vatican didn't get out of politics. A lot of her books are sprinkled with contemptuous comments about the Jews, and she also says that the traditional Asian religions are negative and world-denying and all need to be reformed. In other words, brought into line with New Age progressive thinking.
And she really has a tremendous influence today over this vast New Age movement, which infiltrates every aspect of our society and which most people, especially Christians, are totally unaware of. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a fair statement. You could even take it back further, that Helena Blavatsky would be, it could be fairly called the founder of the New Age movement. It was she who introduced the whole idea of mixing Eastern and Western religions. It was she who got the ideas of reincarnation and astrology popular in the West for the first time. And it was her followers who were very active in the 1893 Parliament of World Religions, which I would consider to be the kickoff of the modern interfaith movement.
And, of course, this all leads to this this combination, the New World Order, the New World Religion, because it actually has, it carries over into the politics, doesn't it, as well?
Yes, it does. What's very clear is that the supporters of the URI and their allies in the New Age movement, they say things like the age of nations has passed, and so they think there should be a one-world government. If you look at what Robert Mueller, a former Assistant Secretary General of the UN, has written, he proposes a whole range of very oppressive, very intrusive global laws that should be put into effect, a global ID card, global taxation, even going so far as a global prohibition against alcohol, against tobacco, and against soft drinks.
Well, I wouldn't be against that, an abolition of soft drinks, but that, I don't think it ought to be done on a global basis. Anyway, I mean, these are very, very powerful and fabulously wealthy people. And you go into the background of George Soros, and you go into Mikhail Gorbachev, who has actually set up organizations which all the world leaders attend. I'm talking about people like George Shultz and James Baker III and President George Herbert Walker Bush and the rulers of almost the entire world go to Gorbachev's meetings.
That's right. Margaret Thatcher went to these things, too. And the rulers who don't go to the Gorbachev meetings do go to the meetings of the World Economic Forum, and Gorbachev's buddy Maurice Strong is one of the founding members and until his retirement had a very high post at the World Economic Forum.
And, of course, then we find that Gorbachev and Maurice Strong and Stephen Rockefeller wrote something called the Earth Charter. Now, what is the significance of the Earth Charter? You know, certainly we can't have the Ten Commandments in any public building, but we can have the Earth Charter displayed every place. And that is, of course, the new Ten Commandments for the world, at least according to Maurice Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev.
That's right. Gorbachev said that my hope is that this charter will be a kind of Ten Commandments, a Sermon on the Mount. Maurice Strong said that the charter will become like the Ten Commandments, like the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Stephen Rockefeller compared the Earth Charter to the Tree of Life. The Earth Charter's followers built something called the Ark of Hope, which was a mimicry of the Ark of the Covenant, and used it to carry the Earth Charter around from place to place at UN meetings.
Now, of course, what is the essence of the Earth Charter? Why should we be concerned about it? What does the Earth Charter talk about? Because they're teaching this to our children in schools.
Yes, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors has supported it. A number of liberal Catholic women's religious orders support it. And a bunch of strange people like Rosicrucians and Wiccans and the Steiner School support the Earth Charter, too. The Earth Charter is intended to be a environmental treaty that sets up what they call soft law principles that will then be put into hard law, legally binding treaties that will bind everybody from City Hall through Washington, D.C. to the international organizations. And Gorbachev's Green Cross International did a statement that's still on the Earth Charter site called the Earth Charter Philosophy. They wrote this back in 1997, and it explicitly says that the world's population needs to be stabilized, that overconsumption by the rich, quote-unquote, needs to be cut back. And if we have time before the next break, I can certainly read one section called Global Sovereignty that lays the whole agenda out in just a couple of paragraphs.
You go right ahead. We've got about 4 minutes here.
Okay. The protection of the biosphere as a common interest of humanity must not be subservient to the rules of state sovereignty, demands of the free market, or individual rights. The idea of global sovereignty must be supported by a shift in values that recognize this common interest. Implementation. 1. The creation of an international body for the sustainability of human life on the Earth. This body must have the independence and power to facilitate agreement between all social actors to support the protection of the biosphere as a common interest of humanity. So, what they're saying is that they're going to create a new international body. It's independent, it's powerful, it will create new values everywhere, and it won't be limited by national sovereignty or the free market or individual rights.
And let me just, for our listeners out there, let me just point out that probably next week the CAFTA Treaty will be going before the House of Representatives. This will be the final nail in the coffin for American national sovereignty, the Central America Free Trade Zone. It simply will, of course, tear down our tariff barriers with Central America in the name of, oh, isn't it wonderful? Look at how we're going to be able to sell all these Rolls-Royce cars and Cadillacs to the poor peasants down there, and we're really going to be great for America. And what it really is simply transferring our wealth to other countries along the stepping stone towards doing away with national boundaries, and then we'll have a common currency, and then we'll have a common government, and then we will lose our sovereignty, and we will lose our freedom. It's all being pushed, and call your congressman, please. Call your congressman and plead with him not to vote for CAFTA. It is going to, of course, restrict you, even your ability down the line to be able to get vitamins. The Codex is at least inferred in the writing of this. They will deny it. They will lie to you. But tell them we do not want to give up our sovereignty, and that's what CAFTA is. And you're going to vote. You don't care how your congressman votes on anything else. If he votes for CAFTA, which is going right along with this whole idea of doing away with national sovereignty, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to make his life miserable. Just let him know and know in certain terms. And it is urgent. Call today, call tomorrow, email them, fax them. The vote for coming is coming up very quickly. They don't want you to know about it. And this is part of the idea of destroying national sovereignty and enslaving the American people. Are you concerned at all about these things? I know you tell us you're not political in your book, but you could see these things coming down the line, can't you?
Yes, there are some very powerful, long-standing trends that go in the direction of reducing national sovereignty, of cutting back individual freedom in the name of what the powers that be say is the greater good. The move is being made, and we have to resist that move with or without hope. And I think that the first step of that resistance is prayer and repentance, and to pray for our enemies. I mean, ultimately, our best hope is that those who support these movements convert, and the first step in their conversion is for us to pray for them.
Well, I certainly think you have to agree with you on that. And certainly, if we just get angry and go off and sulk, we won't accomplish anything. This is really a spiritual battle being played out a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And, of course, if we're not, of course, worthy of God's blessing, why he is going to abandon America. And the dream that we have had here, this wonderful utopian society where men were free, will soon become only a remembrance of things past. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest this afternoon, Lee Penn. His book, False Dawn, a fascinating summary of the Earth Charter and Gorbachev, former dictator of the Soviet Union, who's working with American capitalists to change America, to change the world. A new world order, a new world religion.
another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Lee Penn. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Lee has done a wonderful job of just going into the whole background of this movement put forward by the United Religious Initiative to change the religions and to really alter the basic message of the Christian Church. Now, some of the things that they talk about are fine. So let's talk a little bit about their influence on the Christian Church. And how is the message of the Catholic and the Protestant Church changing?
The URI, despite its theological radicalism, is gaining a fair bit of support among Christians of various denominations. Among the Anglicans, Frank Griswold, who's the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the U.S., he supports the URI, and so do 19 other active and retired Anglican bishops. And only two Anglican bishops worldwide have ever spoken against the URI, and both of these are now retired. There are quite a few mainline Protestants who support the URI, and one symbolic example is Scotty McLennan, who's a Unitarian chaplain at Stanford University, and he's the real-life inspiration for the fighting young priest in the Doonesbury comic strip. Another prominent Protestant supporter of the URI is Dr. Wenzhou Han, who has been the head of the Amity Foundation and the China Christian Council, and these groups support the state-approved Protestant churches in Red China.
Now, what's basically wrong with their program? I mean, don't they talk about brotherhood and sharing and doing good things?
The URI talks about that, but what they actually have in mind is to change Christian theology. If you listen to what Bishop Swing and other URI supporters say, they want to squelch Christian evangelism in order to promote interreligious peace. For example, Bishop Swing said that religions that claim to be the, quote, true religion are using what he calls master race thinking. So essentially he's calling conservative Christians Nazis. The URI leaders often marginalize Orthodox Christians and call them intolerant and fundamentalist. Right after the 9/11 attack at a URI meeting at the UN, Bishop Swing said that the URI, quote, seeks to address the problem of fundamentalists in our own groups, unquote, an issue that he says traditional religion, quote, wimps out on, unquote. And at a 1997 URI forum at Grace Cathedral, Paul Chafee, who was then a member of the URI board, he was its secretary, said, quote, we can't afford fundamentalists in a world this small. Well, what was he going to do with us Orthodox people?
Well, I think that Barbara Marks Hubbard has some plans for your sort of people, you know. And she's openly talked about the necessity of eliminating large parts of the world's population. We have her writings, you know, where she doesn't mix any words about it. She thinks that they're just going to have to do away with the people who will not evolve into a higher state of consciousness.
Right. She says that those who cannot evolve or will not evolve, according to her definition, can't be trusted with the godlike powers that humanity is getting, so they have to be eliminated.
And, of course, she's been a consultant to our government. She's powerfully, powerfully wealthy. And, of course, she's on the board of the World Futurist Society and a number of other very, very important organizations. In fact, the World Futurist Society logo until recently was a circle. Made of three sixes, but they changed that when we started talking about it, and of course, so they changed the logo probably just by coincidence.
Sure, just like the Lucifer Press renamed itself once people started talking about it.
And so I think it's so vitally important that people understand there really is this movement, but it's growing, and it's growing incredibly rapidly. And there's so many people. I mean, we're talking about George Soros. We're talking about a multi-billionaire. We're talking about Ted Turner. And these people are all part of this loose movement that is intent upon destroying traditional Christian thinking and replacing it with a new philosophy, a new, more modified, or would you call it a more progressive type of Christianity? Or would we even call it Christianity?
You might call it Christianity, but it wouldn't be anything that would have been recognizable to most Christians for the first 1900 years of the life of the church. And one red alert I have to emphasize is that the URI is gaining quite a lot of support within the Catholic Church. The Vatican until now has been firmly against it, but there have been many dissident theologians and many religious orders, both male and female, who've supported the URI. And one of the most ominous recent events is that William Levada, the Archbishop of San Francisco, was just recently selected by Pope Benedict for Pope Benedict's old job as the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. The problem is that Levada supports the United Religions Initiative, and he's had no difficulty with having one of his key staff members, Father Jerry O'Rourke, serve on the URI board and promote the growth of the URI for 7 years, from 1996 to 2002.
Well, that's off right there.
tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Lee Penn, and of course his book is Pulse Dawn, The United Religions Initiative, Globalism and the Quest for a One World Religion. Lee, how can people get hold of your book?
One way they can get hold of it is by going through WorldNet Daily. If they go to WND.com and then go to ShopNet Daily, they'll find my book for sale on their site. You can also get it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, and you can also get it directly from my publisher, Sophia Perennis, through the website falsedawn.us. Again, that's FALSEDAWN.US.
All right, fine. And, of course, you've gone into a great deal of detail about how this movement really permeates every aspect of our society, and yet most people are really relatively unaware of it, or the powerful forces behind it, the amazing amount of money that is being invested to change the Christian message in our churches, and, of course, not only here but throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Lee, he's done a tremendous job, I think, in compiling information about how this fits together. And, of course, the big question is, why would the former dictator of Russia, the former head of the Soviet KGB, the man who, of course, presided at least over part of the genocide that was taking place there in Afghanistan, why would he be working so closely with people like Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller, who are supposedly a capitalist. Why would capitalists be working with a communist? Because Gorbachev is always a communist. Why would they be working with him to change the world?
Some of these capitalists are avowed socialists. Ted Turner has said, "I'm a socialist at heart." George Soros has made his radicalism very well known, and I think that they figure that in a state-dominated society, they can ride the wave of revolution and keep their power. That's the best guess I have as to why some capitalists are supporting collectivist societies like this.
Do you ever stop to think that maybe there's something spiritual that is driving these people that has rewarded them very well for their rejection of Christianity, and of course they embrace this truly a cult religion?
All of that could be. I'm reluctant to make statements about their spiritual lives because I don't want to engage in rash judgment.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling from the Aptos area here. Hi, Jeannie. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm so glad you're talking about this. It's finally come to the forefront. I remember in 2002, I downloaded a document from earthdialogues.org. And it's Mikhail Gorbachev's and Marie Strong's website. And it was called Globalization and Sustainable Development, Is Ethics a Missing Link? And I went into this document, and one of the paragraphs was entitled Tolerance Through Understanding. And the one sentence said that the world religions must identify those elements that contribute to extreme fundamentalism. And we must eradicate them.
I bet they pulled that website down, didn't they?
They did. I think I talked about it on Radio Liberty.
Yes, you even got me a copy of that, Jeannie. And
yeah,
I read
and
that.
2 weeks later, it was off the website.
Well, of course, they're talking about eliminating people. Have you sort of run into that idea, Lee, that they really do intend to eliminate people, large segments of say, fundamentalists who would hold to their religious beliefs?
Well, the URI people themselves are always going to say that they are nonviolent and tolerant and would never dream of doing anything like this. And it may be that some of the URI leaders are, in fact, just your ordinary mainline liberal Protestants who consider tolerance to be the greatest good. The problem is that the URI has accepted the time and treasure and talent and endorsements from some New Age cultists and occultists who have a much harder line and make their intentions perfectly clear. And this would include Alice Bailey, this would include Neil Donald Walsh, this would include Barbara Marx Hubbard.
Amen. And, of course, Mr. Gorbachev, nobody has ever suggested he would not be certainly quite willing to go along with genocide. Anything else you want to say, Jeannie?
Well, when I was younger in Massachusetts, I belonged to the Congregational Church, and this is the Phillipston Congregational Church, and it's under the United Church of Christ. And I had a little problem with them last year, but the final analysis of that is I started researching, and then I realized that a lot of the churches under the United Church of Christ are adopting the Earth Charter, which is an Earth religion. And that goes along with the Biodiversity Assessment Report put out by the United Nations, where private property and Christianity, the Muslims, and Judaism was to be actually eradicated. And they wanted more of the Buddhism to come in. So it kind of all comes together of what they want to bring as a earth religion.
All right. With that, Lee, how would you respond to what Jeannie was saying?
It is true that for a number of years, some radical environmentalists have blamed the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, for what they call a exploitative or patriarchal or non-Earth-centered philosophy, and they therefore assume that adoption of a holistic, monistic, Eastern or Asian-style philosophy would be the answer to the environmental problem.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much, Jeannie.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Brian, who's calling from Philadelphia. Hi, the city of brotherly love. Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing fine.
I was wondering if you had any comments about this G8 summit that's going on right now.
Well, it's a little off the subject, but I think that the G8 summit is where the leaders of the eight major countries of the world get together and they plan our future. And believe me, they're not planning it for our benefit, but for theirs, because they are dedicated, in my opinion, to this idea of the New World Order and the New World Religion. The leaders of the industrialized nations of the world have a different worldview than us common folks. They know exactly what they're doing, and of course they are moving us rapidly away from national sovereignty and individual freedom towards this globalist religion, towards this globalist government. Lee, how would you respond to that? Do you think that's a correct analysis, or how do you feel about the G8 summit meetings?
I would agree with your assessment. I haven't been following the details about the G8 summit, but certainly if you step back and look at where a lot of the rich and powerful people of the world wish to take us, it's clearly in the direction of a new world order. And if they have to knock down the old world order with its sovereign nations and traditional religions, they will.
I was rather distressed with something you wrote, not that I disagreed with it, but you mentioned that President Bush supports the URI.
Yes.
Has he come out and publicly stated that that he would support this? Because how could a Christian support something like that?
This is a very difficult anomaly. It begins with the fact that Bishop Swing has said that he is a Republican and that he voted for Bush in 2000. And then in a November 2001 letter, President Bush publicly congratulated Swing for his interfaith work and he praised the URI. All of this was done to praise Swing for getting an award from the International Diplomacy Group, which is a private group that works with senior level officials in the State Department and helps overseas VIPs who are visiting the U.S. George Shultz, who is the Secretary of State in the Reagan administration, who has gone to some of the Gorbachev meetings, is one of the advisors for the International Diplomacy Council.
And, of course, he was one of the people who actually picked George Bush to be president. Well, maybe is it possible that George Bush really doesn't understand the significance of this United Religious Initiative?
I'm hoping that he didn't understand. I would be very, very horrified indeed if he did understand and went for it nevertheless. But I have to add that the Bush family as a whole has a tradition of supporting globalism. And even Gorbachev has said as much. In 2002, Gorbachev did an interview with Deal Hudson, who was a conservative Catholic, then the publisher of Crisis Magazine, which is a very Republican-oriented Catholic magazine. And Gorbachev said that he had a tense relationship with Clinton and that Clinton wasted the time of his administration. And Deal Hudson said what should have been done. And Gorbachev said that Clinton's activities delayed the coming of the New World Order by 10 years, but that things were back on track under the administration of George W. Bush.
That doesn't make me feel any better at all.
No.
Anyway, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you would like, of course, to ask a question to Lee, who's done a tremendous amount of research, his book, almost 500 pages, well-documented, great information, The False Dawn. And, of course, The False Dawn is the false dawn of a new religion. But, of course, it will mean the end of Christianity as we know it, at least. Of course, I don't think Christianity will ever disappear because I think it's the true religion, but there may only be a remnant left. So, you know, as you present this information to people across the country, what sort of response are you getting?
For many people, they're horrified and they had no idea this stuff was happening. What is clear enough is that the URI and the New Age movement have been growing silently with relatively little open publicity, kind of going under the radar. And one of the anti-cult experts at Spiritual Counterfeits Project Journal says that this is a common habit for the New Age movement. This is Brooks Alexander, who says that unlike the gospel, which overturns things wherever it goes, the New Age movement grows silently and discreetly, and if people reject it, they ignore it. And if they accept it, then the movement grows, and it just keeps moving ahead with relatively little social disruption.
Well, I certainly noted that you were part of the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, one of the writers for them, and of course Tal Brook, who heads that, is a good friend and a frequent visitor and the guest here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, they're doing a great job to really expose this whole world occult movement. That's the Spiritual Counterfeit Project, and that's Tal Brook. Do you have a number where people can get in touch with them by any chance?
Certainly. You can reach them at in Berkeley, California, 510-540-0300. And you can call them to order their books or to order their journals.
And, of course, if you don't remember why Tal Brook had written a book called One World, and, of course, Avatar of Night, the story of Sai Baba. And he was a disciple of Sai Baba, and it's a fascinating story. Then it was his religious conversion, and is coming to realize that there is another dimension out there. Now, certainly, as you begin writing about this, this whole thing seems to be energized, at least in my estimation, by dark spiritual forces. I think there's a powerful spiritual force that is energizing this whole movement. Would you feel that that would be an accurate appraisal?
Yes, I would. Ultimately, that's where the spiritual move, spiritual energy and unity of these movements come from. What we have to be careful of course, is to assume that people who are in these movements are knowingly or deliberately aligning with this spiritual force. There are a lot of folks who either are simply succumbing to ordinary temptations like the lust for power or the lust for freedom from traditional mores, who don't have any clue as to what they're signing on to. And there are some who are garden variety liberals who support some of the reforms that are put forward under the guidance of these movements. And if they really understood the full agenda and the full spiritual impact of where they're headed, I don't think they would go with this.
I am sure you're absolutely right. I'm sure so many people get trapped into these things, they have no idea where it's all headed until they become so ultimately, so deeply involved in it. And many times then, it's literally impossible to get out. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And our guest, Lee Penn, his book, of course, is False Dawn, the United Religious Initiative, Globalism and the Quest for a One World Religion. Apparently, at the time he wrote your book, they had about, 300 chapters across the country, around the world?
Well, since 2000, they grew from about 85 chapters when they had their formal charter sighting in Philadelphia, and they have about 300 chapters now. And they claim 26,000 members and up to 1 million participants in their activities. And in March 2005, they issued a fundraising letter where they said they're looking forward to the time when, quote, URI's activities engage over 1 billion people worldwide. And however realistic that is or not, that certainly says that these guys are dreaming large.
Well, I think that there is a very, very powerful force behind them. And when we find the president certainly knowingly or unknowingly endorsing this movement, and it is a movement for a new spirituality, rejecting the religion of Christianity and rejecting Judaism and even rejecting the Muslim faith and replacing it with something well, sort of esoteric, in fact. Really, what is this new religion that they're going to have? How is it going to infect people's lives other than make them feel good and give them that warm, fuzzy feeling?
It's a religion that would, to put it crudely, it would have a new set of deadly sins. The sins would be patriarchy, it would be fundamentalism, it would be evangelizing for Christ, it would be what they consider to be overpopulation, it would be capitalism and free enterprise. In other words, sins against political correctness would be the new capital offenses in the new world order.
But of course, then the alternative to capitalism would be socialism, which of course was an authoritarian system. Is this what they're looking for?
Yes. If you read the writings of Alice Bailey, it's very clear that she supported a spiritualized form of communism. She criticized Stalin, but she said that there would be a new leadership that would emerge after the Stalinist dictatorship fell that could spread communism worldwide. Neil Donald Walsh proposes a new world order where there are no more separate nations and where, as he says, everybody will share everything.
And this is, of course, why Gorbachev would be so much in favor of that. A lifelong communist, one of the most powerful men in the world today. And nobody ever asked, why is the former dictator of Russia so powerful? I mean, the former dictator of, say, of Czechoslovakia is not very powerful. The former dictator of Hungary is not very powerful. But it's almost like there's an invisible force behind Mikhail Gorbachev. Have you ever had that feeling?
I haven't ventured into that. It's enough for me to know that he remains dedicated to socialism, and he avows that a new world order is going to combine what he considers to be the features both of collectivism and individualism.
But, of course, he's written the new Ten Commandments for the world.
That's right.
He's written the new Ten Commandments along with two billionaires. And why are billionaires working with a former dictator of Russia? We just have to ask that question. Lee, it's been a fascinating time. And I hope maybe we can get you on to one of our programs. We have a two-hour program the evening. Would you be willing to come back?
I certainly would. I'd be happy to do that, Doctor.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Our guest has been Lee Penn. His book, False Dawn. Fascinating, very encyclopedic approach to the things we talk about with a tremendous amount of great information. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working within organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, people don't like to think about this sort of thing, that there really are spiritual forces out there, that there really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men, but, well, if you don't think about it and get involved. Now, there may come a time when you will not have an opportunity to become involved. They're really genocidal programs. They really do tend to kill off the majority of the world's population. And abortion and euthanasia are simply part of this. They actually talk about creating new diseases. They've been actually encouraging homosexuality for a long period of time. Why? Why? Because they die young. They don't reproduce. That's why they've encouraged it. If you doubt that they're encouraging it, you need to get our syllabus. It's called The Hidden Agenda, and you'll actually see the documents from Planned Parenthood. They talk about that. And, of course, you need to get my video along with that, The History and Toxicity of Water Fluoridation. That's a DVD talk. And then, of course, the syllabus, The Hidden Agenda. Of course, there are a lot of great documents in there. Going in, the fact, letters from all of the major health officers over in Europe saying that we're not going to fluoridate our water, we don't want to poison our people, but they're fluoridating it here. And you see, your dentist and your doctor really don't know because they never get a chance to read the truth. And you'll actually see the letters from the health officers over in India saying, why you want to put fluoride in your water? Why we're trying to get the fluoride out because it's poisoning people. Today, 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality. That didn't happen by accident. I mean, why certainly do we have so many problems with our children that they cannot compete on scholastic tests with children from other countries? Why is the incidence of cancer going up in our country? Why is the incidence of Alzheimer's disease going up in our country? Why do we have so much pathological obesity? These things are not happening by accident. They're happening by plan. They just don't want you to know that. Several things you can get. We have a wonderful video. It's called None Dare Call It Genocide. And it will give you an overview of really what the things that we're talking about. None Dare Call It Genocide. And then, of course, if you're concerned about what's happening financially, and you certainly should be, we have, of course, the coming financial crisis. That's the coming financial crisis. It's a DVD, a talk we gave. And you can actually put together a pamphlet. It's basically 5 of my newsletters dealing with finance. The history of money. The history of money and what you need to know about it. And you really need to understand the history of money because, of course, in other countries where the people have not made preparations, they've lost everything. A lifetime of work has been simply destroyed overnight. So we recommend the DVD, The Coming Financial Crisis, and then, of course, the new little pamphlet. Really, I think we had $3.95 for them. It's the history of money and what you should know about it. And, of course, if you want to get them in bulk later on, why, we'll get the price down. But the history of money and what you should know about it, just off the press today, and, of course, it's available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you would like to get a free copy of our May newsletter, that's entitled The Occult Hierarchy, there really is an occult or spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. Why, give us a call. We'll be glad to send you a free copy. 1-800-544-8927. Or, of course, you can go up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day, either directly or indirectly. You can get a copy of our newsletter. In fact, all of our newsletters are posted there, and you could pull them down, but it's really very convenient to have them in pamphlet form on subjects, and we'll be putting them together on the background of 9/11 and on genetic engineering and vaccines and the information you need to know to be able to discuss these issues with a certain amount of background. And if you want the documentation, we have all the documentation on everything we say. So please understand that there really is organized evil in the world, and that is, of course, what the true nature of the battle we're involved in. There is indeed a conspiracy against God. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.